what? I mean, I really do think that if you are struggling day to day, that we have to stop and have a look at not just what you're spending, but what you could be making as well. Because, for example, I mean, there are lots of ways of making a bit of extra on the side. And I say this particularly for people who are freelance, if you're self-employed, because there's nothing like this for the self-employed, and I'm self-employed, you know, and I know how important it is. So I think if you're self-employed as well, then now is a really, whatever age you are, now is a good time to be thinking about setting up a standing order at the beginning of the month, even putting in, you know, 10-20 pounds, whatever you can afford, put that in, and you know, have a look around your house. I'm running a National Clear Your Clutter Day next Friday, as it happens, and my point about that is that, you know, according to Gumtree, we have about £2,500 worth of stuff in our homes that we're not using that we could sell. So, you know, selling your old gadgets, your old clothes, your DVDs, whatever, and putting that money into a pension over 40 years, that £2,500 will turn into about £31,000. So, you know, it really, it's not impossible. Most people do have junk that they could sell just for a start, and that's a good starter when it comes to finding some cash to put into your future.
That's Jasmine Birtles, who's a financial expert and TV presenter, and also spoke to Adrian Balding, who's the Director of Policy at Now Pensions.